The gas station attendant ran out of the store and stood over the truffle pig's body. A woman a few yards away filmed the scene on her phone, narrating like a reporter. Another woman spoke into her phone rapidly. Still another walked in circles around her car, talking to herself. Cole had seen plenty of crime scenes, plenty of dead bodies. She'd been to gruesome murder scenes within hours of the crimes, but she'd never seen anyone killed in front of her. It was all so fast, it didn't seem possible. The man they'd tracked from Washington, D.C. to Miami, then found only minutes before the fatal shot on Anna Diaz, had walked out of the gas station holding an iced tea, the same brand she drank. Now he was losing blood by the pint. He was gone, just like that. She'd never forget the sound of the gunshot, followed by the shattering glass. Never be able to unsee the pink brain matter splattered on the gas pump. Her mind went fuzzy, spinning, the gray static ready to take over. She pressed her feet into the floor to steady herself. "We have to follow. We'll be back in cell range as soon as we exit the park." She turned to Warren, whose eyes darted back and forth between the body and the SUV as it disappeared around a curve a couple hundred yards away. "We have to follow," she repeated. "I don't think they noticed when he opened the door, but I have to think that if they were following him, they noticed us following him as well." Warren shifted the van into gear and turned right, allowing it to drift out over the center line. "They're up there, maybe 5 cars ahead."
"The hell?" Cole said. "I mean, you're a cop. What the hell is going on?"
Warren opened his eyes wide. Steering with his knee, he pressed both hands into his face and let out a long breath. Cole had seen him do this before. It was his pressure release valve, his way of getting his emotions under control. Surely his mind was racing with the possibilities, as hers was. All he said was, "Cell signal."
"One bar."
She tried calling 911, but it wouldn't connect. "Gas station attendant probably called 911. There were enough people there that I'm sure someone called. You did the right thing telling me to stay in the car. Instinct was to run at the guy who fired. Without a weapon, he'd have taken me down. What the hell was I thinking?" He sighed. "When you get the bars, call Gabby."
"Why?"
"Just call her." They passed another gas station, then a series of signs for locations in southwest Florida, and finally a sign thanking them for visiting the park. The bars on Cole's phone moved from 1 to 2. She dialed Gabriela Rojas, Warren's former training officer who worked for the Joint Terrorism Task Force in New York City. Though they'd never met, Cole trusted her. Mostly because Warren trusted her, but also because of their shared loathing of Joey the Stallion Mazzolano.
"Put it on speaker," Warren said as it rang.
"Hello?"
Gabby answered right away, but sounded out of breath. Cole held the phone between them. Warren tilted his head, eyes still on the road.
"Gabby, it's War Dog."
"Hey, I'm jogging. What's up?"
"This morning the truffle pig killed Anna Diaz. A few minutes ago he was gunned down at a gas station in the Everglades. We're on the tail of the killers. I need your help. Fast."
Rojas breathed heavily into the phone, then said,
"Rob, seriously, what the hell are you doing?"
"Please, Gabby."
For a few moments, all Cole heard on the line was Gabby's breathing. When Gabby spoke at last, her voice was back to normal.
"I heard about Diaz right before I left for my run. What can I do?"
"That was hours ago."
"I go on long runs."
"The dude who shot the truffle pig looked like a professional. Plates on the SUV were Georgia."
He let the car drift left again, squinting to see the license plate number.
"Hold on."
Waiting for a gap in traffic, he pulled out and passed 2 cars, then changed lanes, so the airport shuttle was now 2 cars behind the SUV.
"Got a pen?"
"Told you, I'm running, but I'll remember it."
"Georgia plates."
Warren gave her the plate number.
"Get back to me ASAP, okay?"
"I'm 2 miles from my house. It'll be 12 minutes.
"You can run 2 miles in 12 minutes?" Cole asked.